91X News.
It's 11 degrees and light rain showers. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. Quinte West OPP report that motor vehicle collisions went up in 2011 in our area. Between January the 1st and November the 8th this year, Quinte West OPP investigated 867 motor vehicle collisions. That is up from last year during the same time period, when 737 motor vehicle collisions were investigated. The Ontario Provincial Police ask all drivers to stay alert, be aware of your environment, and to leave early when bad weather approaches, during the winter and festive seasons. This Remembrance Day, thousands of Canadians will gather at war memorials across the country to pay tribute to Canada's soldiers. Unfortunately, those public memorials are the only physical monuments for an estimated 30,000 veterans to their service. The Canadian Press's Stephanie Levitz explains.
In cemeteries across Canada, and even in the country's national cemetery, these veterans are in unmarked graves. Jean-Pierre Goyer of the Last Post Fund says there's no single reason for the anonymous gravesite. Old monuments may have been destroyed over time, or perhaps a veteran's family never had the cash. The fund is seeking to get markers for all the known graves, and over the last 15 years have marked just over 3,000. Goyer says they're now hoping to do more outreach to encourage people to let them know if there are veterans buried in local cemeteries. Stephanie Levitz, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Finance Minister Jim Flaherty is expected to announce a small measure later today, aimed at helping the slowing economy. Government sources say Flaherty is cutting in half a planned increase in employment insurance premiums on January the 1st. That means someone earning $34,000 will pay an extra $23 a year instead of $46. The opposition parties and business groups say Flaherty should cancel the premium hike completely. The move will cost about $600 million in lost revenue. As a result, Flaherty is expected to reveal his fall economic update that he will not meet his target of fiscal 2014-15 to eliminate the federal deficit. Lawyers for the City of Vancouver will be in BC Supreme Court today asking for an injunction to remove Occupy protesters' tents from outside the Vancouver Art Gallery. They will argue the move is needed due to escalating safety concerns, especially after a woman died in a tent over the weekend. The city says it will still let people assemble to protest. Tamsin Bergman explains.
The city wants the tents, structures, and belongings gone, but it says people can still assemble to protest. Lawyers will argue the three-week camp outside the Vancouver Art Gallery has become an escalating safety concern. A woman died in a tent on Saturday. City Manager Penny Ballum says if the injunction is granted, staff will move in.
The police will be there as needed, and if they have to come in and protect us or, you know, take action, then this is a supportive mechanism.
Protesters, however, are vowing to remain, saying they will exercise nonviolent resistance. Tamsin Bergman, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.
That's 91X News to 203. Here's Steph Crozier with sports.
The Belleville Bearcats Midget AA women's hockey team will host the Chinese national women's team tonight at the Yardman Arena. Team China is on a tour of Ontario to play a series of exhibition games in order to prepare for their season and the Olympics. Lisa Neal is vice president of rep teams for the Belleville District Girls Minor Hockey Association. She says it'll be a different experience for the Chinese players.
They're pretty excited. It's going to be a little bit different for them because they're used to playing three periods that are like, I think it's 12, 15, 15 that they're used to playing, and now they're going to be playing three 20-minute periods on Olympic ice, so it's going to be tiring.
Doors open at 6, and the puck drop is at 9 o'clock. Only one game tonight in the OHL. Oshawa Generals are visiting the Peterborough Petes in a battle of the East Division rivals. Game time is 7:05. Tonight in Empire B hockey, there's only one game on the schedule. Port Hope will play Napanee at the Strathcona Paper Center at 7:30. It's a busy night in the NHL with 9 games on the schedule. Northeast Division leading Toronto Maple Leafs are home to Florida. Calgary is home to Minnesota. The Wild have won 4 games in a row. Minnesota is 1 point behind first place Edmonton in Northwest Division. The Oilers are in Montreal while Buffalo entertains Winnipeg. Penn State football coach Joe Paterno is canceling his weekly news conference. He is expected to face tough questions about the sexual abuse scandal that's rocked the program. Longtime Paterno assistant Jerry Sadowski has been charged with sexually assaulting 8 boys over a period of 15 years. That's sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with 91X Weather.
Today, it is cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 13. Tonight will be cloudy with a 30% chance of showers early this evening. It will clear overnight with a low of plus 4. Wednesday is mainly sunny and a 60% chance of showers late in the evening and a high of 15. It's 11 degrees. I'm Jose DeBarros with Steph Crozier. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3 o'clock.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.